more people oriented.
Yeah, it's very obviously you're a people-oriented
person.
Well, and
that's when the position for priest chaplain at Mount Carmel East opened up.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
It is certainly a good day to be alive. Alive for more. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm joined in the studio by Joel Yarmish and Trisha Kasten, and we're at the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm sorry, I heard that song and I couldn't resist. So we're here at the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive, and we're asking all of our family here at St. Gabriel Radio to help contribute to the mission of Jesus Christ by calling in, by calling 614-459-4820. You know, it's a real joy being here at the radio station. Someone asked me, like, why do you like doing the radio? It is really a life-giving thing for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not because of a face for radio, but it's just a...
You do have a face for
radio.
I
know,
Father.
Right? So it's really enjoyable to be here. And it is a method that the message of Jesus Christ can be heard. And so if you've heard the phrase, go and make disciples of all nations, and you're wondering, how can I do that? Here's an opportunity. Call 614-459-4820. We have some goals for this hour. Joel, what are our goals for this hour?
Yeah, we're looking to have at least 15 one-time gifts or 7 sustaining members. And we have a little contribution from an anonymous donor who's going to add $25 to any gift that anyone decides to give. So, you know, pick up the phone, call 614.
That's huge. Even if you have a dollar to give, and he's going to add $25 to that gift.
And wait, there's more. If you become a sustaining member or up your current sustaining membership, you're going to get $75 on top of that. So, I mean, what do you have to lose? Call 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com.
And the thing is, this is not some sort of corporate radio station. There isn't a we're not making a ton of money from our advertisers.
Yeah.
You know, the only way that this radio station can continue to do what it does is by its supporters, by its listeners, supporting this message.
I think they say it takes a dollar a minute to air St. Gabriel Radio.
A dollar a minute. Just think about that. Sponsor a minute. Sponsor some minutes.
And if my math is correct, that's about $60 an hour. So if you want to sponsor an hour, $60, call 614-459-4820.
And praise God, this radio station airs 24/7.
So that's
a lot of dollars.
Yeah, it is a lot of dollars. So we need your support. This isn't a single effort thing. We would like you to join with us. 614-459-4820. Trisha, do you have some angel updates for us?
I do.
Ah, the music. There it is.
I refuse to thank people unless I have the music.
Wow. Okay.
You're an angel, not a diva. Keep that straight.
Angel, not a diva.
I want to thank David so much from Gahanna. He goes to St. Elizabeth's, and he gave a very generous one-time gift. Thank you so much, David. And he loves everything about St. Gabriel, and he donated in honor of Father Ramon.
Oh,
so thank you so much.
Good. Thank you.
We also want to thank Josephine and Eric, who are from Dublin, Ohio. Thank you so much for your donation. And they donated in honor of Father Mark Summers, who is their pastor, and their parochial vicar, our one and only Father Nicola Ventura.
Yes, that's my friend. So Eric and Josephine are parishioners of mine. Thank you both for your support. And we all need prayers. All of us need prayers. And so we're asking for your prayers and your support. And it's great. We three of you already given your gifts for this hour, and we already have one sustaining member. We're looking for 15 gifts and 7 sustaining members. So we need 12 more gifts and 6 more sustaining members. So you can join in by calling 614-459-4820.
Yeah, and, you know, I've heard people call in and give these contributions in honor of someone, and it just made me think... I am now expecting my second child in July.
Mm. Little Prowler is what they're calling them.
Little yeah. Prowler?
That's a long
apparently
story.
Apparently it's another way to say Hunter.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's a long story. But what I've gotten, I've gotten a lot out of being a father. But one thing is I've seen my wife in a new light, and that's her and being maternal and being a mother. And one of the things I've gotten out of that is seeing my mother in a new light, seeing all the ways that she sacrificed for us, seeing all the ways that she shaped who I am today. So I'd like to invite everyone to call in. If you're listening, call 614-459-4820. Join our family and make a contribution in honor of your mother in the ways that she shaped you
and
the ways she shaped...
Speaking of mothers, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Joel.
That's okay. Yeah. I just
so excited to talk about the mother who changed history forever, right? The mother whose fiat... forever changed the path of our life. Mary, the Mother of God, we are just another incentive. If you call and donate, you will be entered into a raffle to win this beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima. It's sitting right next to me. I wish that I had the words to describe how beautiful it is.
It is beautiful. And yeah. I'm sure, you know, if you just call in 614-459-4820, you have a chance of seeing it as well. But also, you have the guarantee of supporting the mission of Jesus Christ. 614-459-4820. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to do to focus our attention. And sometimes God needs to get our attention. So right now we're going to go to a clip, something that St. Gabriel Radio offers, some of the programming that is here on this radio station that you're going to help support by calling 614-459-4820. And we're going to listen to this clip called Get Our Attention, by Mark Hart.
You know, God is constantly trying to get our attention. And century after century, covenant after covenant, he sent signs, and he sent prophets, and he sent warnings, and he sent symbols, constantly trying to get our attention, constantly trying to usher us into the barn, until finally he took flesh. He took flesh so that we would live. We talk frequently, you hear it a lot around Lent and Easter time, that Jesus was born to die. It's a very maudlin saying. It can be theologically accurate, but it sounds very maudlin, that the only reason that God took flesh was just to die for us. Yes, he did take flesh to die for us, but it's more than that. He took flesh to teach us how to die to ourselves, how to die to sin, how to die to selfishness, how to die to all those other isms and addictions and temptations. He took flesh to teach us how to die so that we would live. And that's why during Lent and during Easter time, it's really fruitful and effective for us not only to ponder the events of Holy Week, which we will, but to think back to the beginning of Jesus' story. Because the shadow of the manger lies in the shadow of the cross. Because even at the very beginning, at the very beginning of Jesus' earthly life, when God took flesh, God is already foreshadowing for us what's going to happen 3 decades later. Jesus is placed into a feed box, into a manger made of wood. 30 years, some odd years, before he's going to be crucified on a cross of wood. If anyone's ever been to St. Peter's Basilica and seen Michelangelo's beautiful Pietà of the Blessed Virgin Mary holding the corpus of her crucified Lord and her crucified Son, and we look at that, and it's a stunning artistic achievement. It captivates and captures the sensitivities of anyone, parent or not, Christian or not. It's beautiful. But the first Pietà did not take place at Calvary beneath a cross. The first Pietà took place next to a manger in Bethlehem, 7 miles away, 30 years earlier. That in Bethlehem, Joseph of Nazareth, a righteous man of God that we are told, is standing there, entrusted as guardian of the child, protector of the child and of the woman. And 30 years later, Joseph, not of Nazareth, but Joseph of Arimathea, is going to be flanking the Blessed Virgin and the weeping women at the foot of the cross. It's going to be his tomb that will now be the son's home. That in Bethlehem, as we heard in Isaiah, ox and ass flanking the manger. That in Bethlehem, the same way you had the donkey and the ox on both sides of the Lord, 30 years later, St. Luke gives us an invaluable insight. When they came to the place called the skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right and the other on his left. And then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And they divided his garments by casting lots. And the people stood and watched and shouted and sneered, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Messiah of God." You know, the miracle of Good Friday is that God didn't call on a miracle. He allowed himself to die. You and I have to wrap our heads around this reality. You have a God who loves you so much that he would rather die than risk spending eternity without you. That he would rather die than risk spending eternity without you. That's what was foreshadowed in the manger. And as the ox and the ass flanked the manger, we see again in this Gospel of Luke what's happening with the good and the bad thief. Verse 39. Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus. He's the ox. "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuked him and said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we've been condemned justly, for the sentence we receive corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." And then he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me." Do this in remembrance of me. Remember me. Become one with me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he replied to him, "Amen. I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
That should be a phrase that gets our attention. That was from Mark Hart, talking about getting our attention. You know, our Lord comes to us and calls us to be with him. You know, if you want to have your brothers and sisters hear that same message, hear that message they so desperately need, help support this radio station. 614-459-4820. My name is Father Nick Venter. I'm joined in the studio by Joel Yarmish and Trisha Kasson. And we're here with the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. We do one of the local programs here, Live for More. And, you know, it's a real joy to be able to do this, to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. But it's only possible that it's proclaimed because of our listening family, calling in and supporting.
And by the grace of God.
And by the grace of God. Yes, of course. But, you know, It takes money to running. It takes effort to do this.
Yeah, about a dollar a minute. So we're inviting you to call in to 614-459-4820. Join our family. Support the great stuff that you're hearing on the radio. And one of the things that you can hear on AM820 is a great clip like we just heard from Mark Hart, which it was beautiful. It was beautiful. One of the things that I love about AM820 is the way that it can take this idea that I think I know so much about and flip it right on its ear. And that is to draw the parallels between birth in the manger and the wooden food trough and death on a wooden cross, with Joseph by his side when he's born, Joseph of Arimathea by his at the foot of the cross, surrounded by, I don't know, just the parallels that Mark Hart drew there were just like, boom, full circle. You know, just connecting dots. Questions you didn't even think you had, but answers to questions you didn't know you had. It's I don't know. It's just a beautiful gift for St. Gabriel Radio.
To be able to offer. Yeah. And that connection between, you know, the ox and the donkey and then the two thieves on either side of Christ at his crucifixion.
Almost like God knew what he was doing.
Right. You know, it's kind of funny. He actually has us all in hand. It just takes our cooperation.
Uh-huh.
And so we're asking you, cooperate with God. Call 614-459-4820. Join in this thing. It's really exciting. We got one leadership gift this hour, and that's super exciting. Thank you so much. Oh, we have bells here. Thank you. I like bells.
I didn't know what they were for until we got a gift of $1,000 or more, and then I was like, probably should ring the bell for that one.
Yeah. So we're really happy. We have four gifts, one sustaining member, and one leadership gift. We're looking for 11 more gifts and six more sustaining members. That's you. There are no such. God knows what he's doing. He had you listening right now because he's asking you to contribute to this mission by calling 614-459-4820.
You know, that is something I did love about the clip, that, you know, there's no coincidences in the Christian life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe God has you listening because he, you know, you have the ability to donate. But maybe he has you listening because he wanted you to hear that he would rather die than risk spending eternity without you. Mm-hmm. You know, after I listened to that clip, I just keep thinking about that the Lord has willed all of us since the beginning of time. And, you know, when he was pursuing Adam and Eve after the fall, and when he was pursuing David and all the prophets and the people of the covenants of the Old Testament, he was thinking of me. He was thinking of Father Nick Ventura. He was thinking of you who just turned on the radio, that he wants you in heaven with him forever. You know, I've been pursued since eternity. How romantic.
Yeah. It's a love story.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and when you speak about getting attention, it reminds me of a story that I think we've probably played on the AM 820 Spirit Drive before, but about this guy who was really cold outside, and he was trying to get these birds to fly into a barn where they could be warm and safe, but they just kept sitting outside of the barn, and they wouldn't go inside to be warm. He's like, how can I get these birds? I tried to shoo them in. I tried to force them in. I tried to threaten them in, but like I can't get the birds in. And he's like, what if I could just become a bird myself and like lead by example into the barn? And the speaker drew this great analogy that that's what God did. Mm-hmm. He turned his son into a bird and into a human and let him be our example. And I just think that's such a beautiful analogy. And it's something that you get from St. Gabriel Radio. You can call 614. If you want to hear things like that and you want to support and keep hearing things like that, call in. Join our family. 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. As our producer Dave said, the internet never closes. So 24/7, you can go to stgabrielradio.com.
Yeah, and I have a few angel updates if I could have my clip.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I know.
Are you sure this is not a diva update?
I'll check.
No, it's beautiful. Thank you, Trisha. What's our angel update?
I want to thank Todd and Susan from St. Denis in Versailles, Ohio. They appreciate all that St. Gabriel does. So thank you so much, Todd and Susan. I also want to thank Mark from Canal Winchester. He's a parishioner at St. Patrick's. And Mark donated in honor of Father Boniface at St. Patrick's, who's a wonderful priest, a new priest, and his friend Gina. Thank you so much, Mark, for your generous gift. And Mark became a sustaining member.
Oh, thanks, Mark. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And now Trisha has her crown, too.
Oh,
so.
I do have a crown.
and one thing that we haven't mentioned in a while is for every one-time gift we are going to of $25 or more, we are going to add $25 from an anonymous donor. And for anyone who becomes a sustaining member or adds to their current sustaining membership, we're going to add $75 on top of that. And that's from thanks to an anonymous donor.
And I mean, not to steal Trisha's limelight here with the angel updates, but I do have one. Thank you, Charles. Charles gave a... Oh, thanks. I get the music, too. Wonderful.
You don't have the crown, though.
No, I don't. I have a collar. So the wonderful thing about it is... What I have to say is Charles is one of my parishioners, and he and his entire family are entering the church this spring at Easter, and he said to say hi. So thank you, Charles. I appreciate that. Your gift here at St. Gabriel Radio is greatly appreciated. I really do. And, you know, if you want to join in with this effort, please call in 614-459-4820. You know, this is great.
Yeah, and we've played a couple clips in the past couple hours, and they're all great examples of the type of stuff that you can hear on AM 820. you know, you can rely on St. Gabriel Radio to play uplifting shows, programs that'll help you dive deeper into your faith. We're joined now by a guest.
And you know, the thing is that St. Gabriel Radio is made up of real people. Real people with real lives who want to hear the message of Jesus Christ. We're not just like faceless people around. You can actually see the people you hear on St. Gabriel Radio in real life. It's kind of cool, actually. You can even stop in the studio if you're on the west, northwest side of Columbus. You can stop in right off of Henderson Road, stop in the studio and say hi. And right now we're joined by one of our business members, Peggy Fisher. Peggy, thank you for being on here from St. Bridget of Kildare. Welcome. What has St. Gabriel Radio allowed you to do, opened up for your faith?
I go into work at 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Are you a nurse?
I own a spa, and I begin with clients. I do hair, and at around 4:30 a.m. is my first guest in the morning.
Wow.
And it takes a good, 45 minutes just to turn on the building. But on my way in, I'm listening at 8:20, and, as I'm opening up the building and turning it on and getting all the lights on, I'm praying for all my employees and all the people that are going to come in there for the day and doing my Divine Mercy Chaplet. And, that starts my day. My whole first couple of hours are just in prayer and, aided by 8:20.
And helps you pray. That's beautiful. That's something that St. Gabriel Radio can do. And I see you're also joined here by your kids here. And it's wonderful that they can all be supported. So welcome. You see, this is a family here at St. Gabriel Radio, and we can help all of us pray. St. Gabriel Radio helps us do that, and you can help support that by calling 614-459-4820.
So do you have any favorite shows on AM 820?
Oh, I love Father Ricardo.
And, oh, he's great.
Yes, and listen to Father Larry Richards. Love whenever his voice comes on, and Mother Angelica is always great to listen to also.
Yeah.
What a gift you give to the women and men who you're serving. Do you mind if I ask you the name of your spa?
The Spa at River Ridge in Dublin.
The Spa at River Ridge. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. No, what a gift you give to them by praying.
And thank you, Peggy. I mean, it really is. It is a sacrifice to give, but at the same time, it is, helping other people encounter Jesus Christ. So I really want to thank you. If there's one thing you wanted to share with somebody who's just kind of on the fence about, contributing to St. Gabriel Radio, especially during the Spirit Drive, what would be something to kind of like say, don't be afraid, go into the deep?
A year ago, Jody White was here, and she has been leading me spiritually for years, and she was one of the volunteers helping out, and I came on to give my support to her and decided to become a sustaining member, and, just bringing 820 into my life has brought so much wisdom and love and support for my faith.
It really arms you with the tools that you need to, go out into the world.
Yes.
Yeah. So did you by chance want to name drop your children?
I was wondering the same thing, these beautiful children behind me.
Ellie, Clayton, and Angie, and they're in 4th, 6th, and 8th grade at St. Bridget of Kildare Church or Catholic School.
Awesome. Do any of you listen to AM 820 with your mom?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what you like about it? You don't have to.
They can't pick just one thing.
They are shining, though. You can tell they love it.
And I can tell that probably their favorite show is Alive for More.
Yeah.
with this crew right here.
Thanks,
lots of nodding.
It's wonderful. No, it is really great because it is made up of real people. And so, Peggy, thank you so much for your contribution to St. Gabriel Radio. What's the number that people can call if they want to follow in after your example? What's the number that they can call?
614-459-4820.
And that's here at St. Gabriel Radio. You can join us. Join in the mission of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we have goals for this hour. We are asking for 15 gifts this hour. And we have 7 of the 15 gifts. And we just need 8 more. That's you. 8 more people to call in. We need 6 more sustaining members. Join in this effort.
And Peggy, as we mentioned, is a sustaining member. And she gives a gift of $20 or more per month. You can also become a business member by giving $50 or more per month, and you'll get 100 messages per year with that.
No, and I can't believe you get up at 3 a.m. I think I get up early at 6:30, and so 3 a.m. is
Wow.
I'll tell you what, that's a good way to beat the Dublin traffic.
That's yeah. Right.
And Peggy, having you here with your three beautiful children just reminds me of a show, a local program that St. Gabriel supports. It's called Raising Saints, hosted by Katie Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a show for everybody, but I know in that show she interviews children and high schoolers about just what it's like to have a relationship with Christ as a young person in the church.
Mm-hmm. And so... With your family and stuff, is the radio on in your car when you're driving around, or is it just pretty much on at your place of work? Just
No, it's on in the car. That's all we listen to.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Christian music and 820.
Oh, beautiful. That's wonderful. So it's a great way to teach. You know, a lot of things that we've heard kind of off and on here is that it equips us. Equips us to be able to talk about the faith. Because, you know, there's someone else who mentioned that, you know, there's 2,000 years of history. Mm-hmm. 2,000 years of theological development. Not everybody knows everything. So we need help. And St. Gabriel provides that help here in the state of Ohio. And you can help support that. 614-459-4820. Yeah.
Peggy, I see that it says you love Father Thielen.
Yes.
Who's Father Thielen?
Father Matthias Thielen. He's he works a lot with Encounter Ministries, and he's a... healer. And
oh, I know yes, who you're talking yes. about now. Yeah, continue.
He was at the Catholic Women's Conference, and uh-huh. he's been out to St. John Newman for healing services, and uh-huh. he's just so powerful.
So you regularly attend the Women's Conference?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's a pretty great experience.
Love it, yes.
Yeah. I know I know St. Gabriel Radio often broadcasts all the men's and women conferences here, and I had the chance. I wasn't able to go to any of them this year, unfortunately, because I had other commitments from the parish, but I know... there's a lot of great material out there. And so St. Gabriel Radio facilitates that. And so you can also listen to the Women's and Women's Conference on going to stgabrielradio.com. And they have it saved, archived in all the shows, just like all the shows here on St. Gabriel Radio at stgabrielradio.com. But while you're doing that, you can also join in as a sustaining member or a one-time gift. Or you can call in 614-459-4820. I think right now we're going to go into a break right now. So, Peggy, thank you so much for your witness, for your testimony. It is really a joy to have you here.
And for raising three saints.
Yeah, amen, amen. So right now we're going to go to a break. Please, just because we're on a break doesn't mean you can't call in. 614-459-4820.
I'm Deacon Patrick Wilson with today's Daily Lenten Reflection on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Today, let's listen to the words of Pope St. John Paul II. The Ten Commandments disclose to us the only authentically human future, and this is because they are not the arbitrary imposition of a tyrannical God. God himself wrote them in stone, but above all, he inscribed them in every human heart as the universal moral law, valid and current in every time and place. This law prevents egoism, hatred, falsehood, and contempt from destroying the human person. By constantly recalling the divine covenant, the Ten Commandments emphasize that the Lord is our only God, and that any other divinity is false and ultimately enslaves the human being, leading him to degrade his own human dignity. Since the Word of God, Jesus, became incarnate and died on the cross for us, the Ten Commandments make themselves heard through his voice. This is Deacon Patrick Wilson for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Sonus Entertainment Mobile DJ Services adds fun to weddings, church activities, and corporate events. 614-40SOUND and online at sonusentertainment.com. That's Sonus, S-O-N-U-S.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Pfeiffer Funeral Home, defender of the Catholic faith, proudly supports St. Gabriel Radio. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Pfeiffer Funeral Home in Reynoldsburg, 614-755-9500.
Hi, this is Teresa Tamio, host of Catholic Connection. And if you're listening to this radio station, then you know the important role Catholic radio plays in changing lives and bringing people closer to Jesus. You know about the benefits of Catholic radio, and you certainly are aware, probably because of the impact it's had on your life and friends and family, of why we need Catholic radio. You know, and thanks to EWTN, our program is actually provided free of charge. But for this radio station and others, there are a lot of expenses that must be paid on the local level to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, however, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Catholic Connection every single day. And don't worry about the amount. No matter what the amount, your gift will work to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. So please prayerfully consider making a gift to this station right now. I want to live my life uncovered. I want to be more than a number. All I need is your love. I want to live less ordinary. I want to be extraordinary. All I need is your never-ending love.
And welcome back to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio at the Spring Spirit Drive, where things here are extraordinary. You know, we're here at the Spring Spirit Drive. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm joined in the studio by Joel Yarmish and Trisha Kasson. And we're here at the Spring Spirit Drive. This is twice a year where we kind of interrupt the normal programming to ask for your help. We cannot do this alone. We are here with all of you, and we're glad you have joined us this evening. And you can help join in the effort of supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio by calling 614-459-4820. And, you know, it's a great effort that we have here.
Yeah, what is the mission of this community at St. Gabriel? St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's mission is to provide quality programming that is faithful to the teachings of the Church and presented in a way that inspires conversion of heart and a deepening of faith while building up the local body of Christ. To summarize it, we desire the salvation of all souls, right?
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. Amen. The salvation of all.
It's kind of our mission statement as Catholics in general, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
and what a beautiful way to be able to support the evangelization of being able to support a ministry that reaches so many more people than we could reach on our own. And we rely on our family to help support us. So call 614-459-4820 or visit SeekGabrielRadio.com. Trisha,
oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, we just heard from Peggy Fisher, who gave a testimony about how St. Gabriel has changed her business. And also, you know, she's raising a beautiful family, and we got to meet her three children. And that's what we want to keep talking about, is this community that St. Gabriel Radio provides, and that we're kind of creating a community outside of communities. And I'm so convicted that the radio, that the Lord will use media to reach hearts, to reach the hearts of all people, all of his children, no matter where we are, what walk of faith we're in. He will find us. He will try to find us. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's good to talk about maybe ways that St. Gabriel Radio has reached out to people. What are real ways? So I was asking my friends, you know, does anybody have any testimonies about how the radio has changed their life? And just somebody said that he was leaving a gathering on Friday night. He turned on AM 820, and it had been years since he was praying the rosary. They were praying the rosary on the radio. And he believes at that moment when he heard the radio, when he heard the rosary and when he started to pray with them, was the beginning of his coming back to church, not just in a nominal sense of filling out a box, but in a way of life.
Yeah. And the funny thing about the rosaries, I was just thinking about it the other day, is it is a form of spiritual exercise. The only way that you're going to get better at something is to put effort into it and to participate. And just like a muscle, is to exercise it. And you get these exercises that you can do in your own car. If someone was to tell you you don't have to go to the gym today, you can just sit in your car. You do it in a heartbeat, right? So think of it as spiritual exercise to just participate with AM820. All you have to do is turn on the radio. And we invite you now to call in and support at 614-459-4820.
And Trisha, do you have some angel updates for us to talk about those who have answered the call? 614-459-4820.
First, I want to thank Darlene from Pickerington, Ohio. She goes to the parish of Christ the King. She gave an honor of young people, And what she likes most about St. Gabriel is A Life More. And I must mention that another gift Darlene has given to St. Gabriel Radio is her son, Joel Yarmish.
Yes. Yeah. So it's today. Beautiful.
Darlene is a wonderful woman. So thank you so much, Darlene.
And she's watching my daughter right now. So I'm not sure, you know, if she's calling and offering support. I'm not sure
telling
who's watching
Telling you to
hurry
Lucy. Up and get home.
Yeah.
I also want to thank Kathleen from St. Joan of Arc and St. Michael's from Powell, Ohio. And Kathleen's my aunt.
Oh.
And Kathleen became a sustaining member. So what that is just giving at least $20 every month. So thank you so much, Aunt Kathy. You are so wonderful. She gave an honor of a woman named Beth. So thank you so much. And if I have any other aunts or uncles out there listening...
Give. 614-459-4820.
I want to thank Cheryl from Dublin. Cheryl goes to St. Bridget's Parish. She gave an honor of Monsignor Hendricks and 100th birthday? 70th birthday.
Monsignor is not 100 years old.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Cheryl, and happy birthday, Monsignor.
Yay, thank you so much, Cheryl.
This is a good thing that we have so many thank yous. I want to thank Sharon from Dublin, who also goes to St. Bridget of Kildare. She gave an honor, of course, of our producer, Dave Orsborne.
Oh, how coincidence.
Probably filled out this sheet. I want to thank Maria from Dublin, St. Bridget's. Man, St. Bridget's is really showing up this hour.
They heard Peggy.
Yeah.
They heard Peggy,
so
and they're one
much.
Of support, so thank you so much.
She gave an honor of her mom, and she loves listening to all the little nuggets that she hears while she's listening to AM 820. It's keeping her on the path and plugged into Christ.
Oh, beautiful.
And she also says hi to Peggy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So you can join in with that. We have, right now, we have 13 gifts this hour. We're looking for 15 gifts. And we're looking for 7 sustaining members. So, when we have 4 of those so far, we need 3 more sustaining members. 3 more people to say yes to the invitation to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio as a sustaining member by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. And you know, it's super exciting. There's a lot of energy here. I am like super happy to be here right now. And you know, it's a real joy. My name is Father Nick Ventura. Mm-hmm. I'm joined by Tricia Kasson and Joel Yarmish. And we're on a show called Alive for More. It's one of the programs that St. Gabriel Radio offers to the public as a way, I suppose, of offering a young adult perspective on the truths of the faith.
Yeah, and I think what really makes our program work, I know we had my mother, it's her favorite program, as she mentioned. I think one of the benefits or one of the reasons why our show is a good listen for any young person is we're just honest. We don't try and be anything that we're not. We recognize that our goal is to strengthen each other, is to rely on each other. And I think at least every time I come in on the show, it resets my perspective. It resets my perspective to know that I am not alone. I have people that I can lean on. I have people who are my age who are going through similar struggles. And that's one of the great things about AM 820 is it really has a little bit for everyone. You can get every single show. There's something for everyone. And that's why, I don't know, that's one of the huge benefits of AM 820, I think, to me.
And when can you listen to Alive for More? Thursdays at noon, Sundays at 3, or online, on demand at stgabrielradio.com. Come on, guys!
Yeah. I just listen online, so the times in between. Yeah, as you know, I am a millennial, so I need everything exactly when I want it. So I go to stgabrielradio.com, and I can have it whenever I want.
We want for nothing.
So you can help support that kind of stuff here by calling 614-459-4820.
Yeah, I just want to talk. We are only 2 away of numbers of gifts for our goal of 15 this hour. And you've might maybe noticed with every angel update, a lot of people have donated in honor of somebody or something. Whether it's a priest or a young person in your life, maybe it's somebody you want to keep anonymous who you're praying for their conversion. It's your parent. It's there are so many ways that we can honor. But Father, how do we explain donating in honor of somebody? What does that mean theologically or spiritually?
So often, you know, we're all connected as the body of Christ. You know, a lot of people think this is it. The world is it. That's not true. As Catholics, as Christians, we look at the world differently. The body of Christ is not limited by time or space.
Mm-hmm. There's the body of Christ in heaven, and there's the body of Christ in purgatory, and there's the body of Christ here on earth. Mm-hmm. All connected, and we're all connected through the Eucharist. And so ways that we can help pray for those, especially our brothers and sisters who, you know, are going through the purgative process, you know, are going to heaven, but need a little extra cleaning up, you know, a little more detachment from this world in order to fully accept, you know, the presence of God. And so when we give an honor of somebody who may have gone on before us is a way of saying, I want the people of St. Gabriel to be praying for this person, to pray for my mom, to pray for their parents, to pray for their grandparents, you know, a way of offering in memory of someone, you know, you may have received the faith from, you know, an example of faith. You can give an honor of somebody by calling 614-459-4820. You know, at St. Gabriel Radio, it is a family here. We do pray for each other. The people who become sustaining members, the people who give gifts, are prayed for by name.
Even the people who have bumper stickers, isn't there a prayer they play?
Yeah, every time.
About, like, if you have a bumper sticker, you're praying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
May the blessing of the Lord be upon you always. I mean, it's a way we pray for those who are around us. And so it is really a family. So join in. Call 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. We need three more sustaining members. That's you. That's $20 or more a month. If you call in, you're also entered in for a raffle of an Our Lady of Fatima statue. If you're just calling in, 614-459-4820. And if you have an intention to share, people pray. I pray for the people who give to St. Gabriel Radio as often as I can. It's a beautiful thing to do to help support the mission of Jesus Christ. 614-459-4820. Trisha, do you have some angel updates for us?
I do have some angel updates.
Didn't even have to ask for your music this time.
I know. I'm so demanding. I want to thank Big Heart Bob. Big Heart Bob is from St. Paul's in Westerville, and he gave a one-time dose. One-time dose. You can tell I'm a nurse. Yeah. A one-time donation. Thank you so much, Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
I also want to thank some multi-year sustaining members. So those are men and women who have given a certain amount of money every month for more than 1 year. And, you know, that is huge in keeping St. Gabriel on air. So we want to thank Greg and Dory from Our Lady of Peace in Columbus, Mary Red. From St. Joan of Arc in Pal, and Jeff and Mary from St. Catherine's in Columbus. Thank you so much for just your continued fidelity to the evangelization through radio. I also want to thank Evan and Christine from St. Andrew's in Upper Arlington for their gold-sustaining membership.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Evan and Christine.
One of the things that always strikes me when we do these spirit drives, we do one in spring, one in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is how big the Diocese of Columbus is and how big our reach is in general.
Yeah.
It seems like I hear parishes that I never even knew existed calling and contributing. And it really puts into perspective just how many people you can help by calling in and supporting St. Gabriel Radio. We are one big family here. And, you know, we are fully supported by listeners like you. So it takes a dollar a minute to keep us on the air. So call in 614-459-4820 and help us keep our net out there.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. We have good content here at St. Gabriel Radio. And, you know, we have content that helps us encounter the truth. And the truth sets us free. The truth will always set us free. And Jesus Christ is that truth. So right now we're going to go to an example of what we play here on St. Gabriel Radio. Tim Gray, If We Follow. And during that clip, if something touches you, like, that is truth. That is something that sets me free. Call into St. Gabriel Radio. Contribute 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. It's just $20 or more a month. 614-459-4820. And right now we're going to go listen to Tim Gray, If We Follow.
If we're going to follow Jesus, we got to follow him closely. We've got to be close. We've got to be intimate. We've got to be with him. Now, it's not an easy thing to be with Jesus and to stay close to him in our trials. It's no easy matter. And the challenges are great. And even Peter, at the beginning of his story with Jesus, back in Luke chapter 5, after Jesus tells Peter to cast into the deep, and Peter's, you know, been fishing up all night, and he knows fishing, and here's this theologian, rabbi coming in, And the rabbi says, hey, let's go fishing in the morning. Right after, by the way, Peter cleaned his nets and mended his nets, which means if he goes fishing again, he's got to clean them and mend the nets again. And he hasn't slept because he was fishing all night before. But Peter says, all right, at your word, Lord, I will let down the nets. Notice what Peter does right here. I will obey. If you command it, I will do it, even if I disagree with it. And then there's a huge catch. And Peter sees that the nets are breaking. They have to signal to their partners to come. And then Peter realizes that there's something different about Jesus. And Peter falls on his knees. And you remember what he says to Jesus? It's not what you would expect. You must be the Messiah. I want to follow you. No. What does Peter say? Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. Peter desires distance from this man of God. He's afraid to be close. I always wonder, why was Peter afraid to be close to Jesus at this point? This is the most exciting time. And yet, if I reflect on my own life, I notice how many times in my life I want distance from the deity. I want distance from God. Why? Sometimes it's fear that following God may make demands on me. Demands that I'm afraid of. What the cost would be if I got that close to God. Augustine felt that way. You know, Augustine even honestly admitted to God. He said, God, give me chastity, but not yet. Right? Augustine was afraid that drawing close to God meant giving up the girlfriend he had who was his concubine. And he was afraid to give that up. Because he thought, to give up this illicit thing for God, but I'll have God and I won't be happy. And that's the great challenge, is trusting that God is enough to satisfy. That God's way will actually make me happy. And it's a very, very hard thing to believe that at first. But Augustine will write, both in his Confessions and later on, that coming to know God, coming to know the love of God, gives one an incredible sense of happiness, an incredible sense of peace, a deep, profound love that's a love deeper, more satisfying than any of the earthly loves that there can be. But it's hard to believe that at first, when you're just simply giving up a love that you know for a love you're not sure will satisfy. And so discipleship at the beginning is a dangerous and risky business, because we're giving up something we oftentimes know for what we're not sure is going to do for us. How am I really going to be happy following this God thing? But Peter is able to do that because Jesus calls him and Jesus says, do not be afraid. Which of course was the great favorite line of the Word of God of Pope John Paul II, who began his pontificate with those words. Be not afraid. Right? God always starts that way because we're afraid. And what are we afraid of? We're afraid of what it's going to cost to be a disciple. What am I going to lose? And we get focused on what I'm going to lose instead of what I'm going to gain. And so what Peter learns is he's got to put his eyes on the prize. Stay close to Jesus. That's the first lesson. But even as we see with Peter as a disciple, even as a mature disciple, there's dangers of wanting to step back and loosen up that discipleship and be a disciple from a distance, where it's easy and kind of comfortable.
Be not afraid to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Be not afraid to join in at the mission here at St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive, 614-459-4820. My name is Father Nick Ventura. I'm joined in the studio by Joel Yarmish and Trisha Kasson, and we're from the Alive for More team, and it's super exciting being here. We want to invite you to be a part of our family, sustaining members. We are looking for three more sustaining members, 614-459-4820. And, you know, it's really exciting being here right now. A lot of energy. Yeah. You know, this is how...
And Father, we have some breaking news.
The last 10 minutes of this hour, someone's going to match your gift dollar for dollar.
That's huge.
So whatever you give, someone else is giving a matching amount. It's super exciting, super great. 614-459-4820. Yeah. Joel.
Yes. No, I was doing some quick math. I was doing some quick math in my head. So that means if you give $5, someone will match it for $5. If you give $10, someone will match it for
$10. That math takes a long time.
Yeah,
doesn't
a long
it?
Time to process.
I think that even means if you give $20, someone else will give $20. So, you know, don't quote me on that, but
enough
I'm pretty sure that's
math.
How it works.
Let's talk about that clip.
That right. clip. I mean,
yes.
If you follow me.
One of the things in that just struck me is it's like. It gives you perspective onto mm-hmm. other people. It's like, what did Peter do? He hit his knees when Jesus performed the miracle. He hit his knees and he said, "Go away from me." And it's like, that's not what you think you would say in that situation. But the reason he said that is it helped the speaker helped explore the reasons behind it. And I thought that that's one of the great things about AM 820 is it helps you explore other perspectives. It helps you dig deeper than the surface level of what you might expect.
And it allows you to encounter Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Help us help others encounter Jesus Christ. 614-459-4820. You know that be not afraid. Be not afraid to give a little more. It may hurt a little bit, but God is not outdone in generosity. Call 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. $20 or more a month. 614-459-4820. Trisha, do you have some angel updates for us?
I do have some angel updates. I want to thank Eric from St. Paul the Apostle Parish in Westerville. I also want to thank two new sustaining members. Actually, a new sustaining member, Nick from St. Catharines in Bexley. And Nick gave an honor of all Fisher Catholic High School graduates. And that includes all three of the hosts here.
Nick. So thank you, Nick.
He is grateful for the consistent faithfulness to the teaching on air. So thank you for becoming a sustaining member. I also want to thank Trisha. She gave an honor of Pastor Father Matt Hoover. And she is a parishioner at Immaculate Conception in Clintonville. But something that Trisha did I want to talk about is she upgraded her sustaining membership.
Oh, thank you so much, Trisha.
It's another way
appreciate
that you can give
that.
If you have already been giving.
And we're hitting the final stretch here.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, dollar for dollar matching here in the last 10 minutes to go along with $25 for each gift over $25 and $75 on top of any new sustaining member or someone who, like Trisha, upgraded their current sustaining membership. Yeah. So,
who cares about March Madness when you have the last
you want to talk about madness.
8 minutes of the first day of the Spirit Drive?
And help us make that goal. Become a sustaining member. 614-459-4820. And I want to talk about that clip a little more. I mean, the thing that always came back to me was be not afraid. I know I've repeated that several times now. But that is one of the, like, you know, encouragements from our Lord. He does not want us to live in fear. The truth sets us free.
I feel like that's been your theme, Father.
I love that. I love the truth.
The truth sets us free.
Here's the thing. Wouldn't that be in the Bible, though, be not afraid, if it was important?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Oh, really? Because I've heard somewhere that it was the most oft-repeated phrase in the Bible. Is there any accuracy to that statement?
I don't know statistics right now, but it was repeated pretty often.
Yeah,
at pretty big moments in Christ's ministry.
Yes, so it's hugely
Lord
important.
Calling someone out from the darkness. Be not afraid. I am with
and
you.
And it must mean that fear is part of the human condition, right?
Yeah. Sin, it's a result of sin, and we want to set people free.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that here at St. Gabriel Radio is by proclaiming the truth, orthodoxy, the teaching of the church, the teaching of Jesus Christ.
You know, something that I loved about that clip is the passion when he said that God is enough to satisfy. You know, how many times, I mean, oh my gosh, just look at my day-to-day looking for things other than God to satisfy. And what a good reminder that God is enough. You know, when we feel desperate, when we feel lonely, just searching within ourselves, knowing that if we cry out to God, it's enough. Like, he will provide. He does not leave his children wanting. He never will. Sometimes we don't understand or we can't see how he answers our prayers, but every prayer goes answered. So we just thank you for praying. Thank you for joining in the community of St. Gabriel. And we just encourage you to continue to pray for the mission of St. Gabriel. You can also contribute by donating online at stgabrielradio.com or calling in at 614-459-4822.
Yeah, and here at St. Gabriel Radio, we're here for you. It's the radio that you rely on and you can come to for just value in your faith. And we rely on our listeners and our family to help support St. Gabriel Radio. We're looking for support in the form of a sustaining member. We're looking for at least two more this hour. That'd be so great to help us hit our goal. And that's any donation of $20 or more per month. You become a sustaining member. And as we mentioned, every donation or every offer of support in this last 10 minutes is going to be matched dollar for dollar.
And if you call in, you become entered into a raffle for our beautiful Our Lady of Fatima statue. It's beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. It's gorgeous. If you call in, that number to call in is 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. We're looking for two more.
Yeah.
If you think I'm not talking to you, You're wrong.
So, I don't know.
No, I am talking to them. Call 614.
He's pointing at you right now, actually.
614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. Join in this great mission here at St. Gabriel Radio.
And speaking of beautiful statues, you can go to stgabrielradio.com and you can look into the archive of Alive for More. We have a program about statues and all the things.
We talked for 30 minutes about statues.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, beautiful art, how art draws us closer.
Artwork.
It's probably deep in the archive.
No. I mean, there's a lot of great content here in St. Not just Alive for More, but we heard things like we heard from Jason Everett. We heard from Tim Gray. We also hear from, minutes from Mother Angelica. Do you know how much it costs? $1 a minute for St. Gabriel Radio. And all it takes is a minute for someone to hear the message of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. It's crunch time. Someone is going to match your donation dollar for dollar. We have four more minutes left of this.
Yes, 614-459-4820. Trisha, do you have an angel update for us?
No, I just have one angel update. It's kind of a unique angel update, but my Aunt Pam called in.
Man, your family's calling in.
I'm not sure if she donated, which is great, but she called in to support me and maybe to encourage my other aunts and uncles to donate to St. Gabriel Radio.
Well, you have...
And how can they do that?
I have plenty of aunts and uncles.
And how
can they
do that?
They can call 614-459-4820 or donate online 24/7 at stgabrielradio.com. So thank you so much, Aunt Pam, for your encouragement.
And really,
I love you.
Like this last 4 minutes, make an effort. Make this hour count. We need two more sustaining members. 614-459-4820. It's an invitation to you to join in this great effort of evangelization here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, and the way that I think about it is you're not just supporting the radio that you listen to, you're evangelizing yourself. By supporting a radio station, you are firsthand committing and contributing to the spread of the gospel. Can you imagine how much the world would change if the radio had been around, if you've been able to reach all these people for the last 2,000 years? You know, we had a testimony that we're trying to catch up for 2,000 years of spreading the gospel. And we have this beautiful gift that reaches all the way to Toledo. I heard someone from Waverly call. We have this wide net that we can cast, and we can continue to cast it if you call in support. 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com.
And here's the thing, you might be acting like Peter when he was first called by the Lord. Oh, depart from me, I'm not the one you want. The Lord is saying you are exactly the one he wants in prayer, in faith, and in all of that.
He wants us in heaven.
Something that Trisha said that
for
really
of
kind
eternity.
Of struck out to me that she took from someone else is, our Lord. it's same here. There's nothing original in talking about this stuff. It's all about proclaiming truth. Truth is not ours. It's Jesus Christ.
And you can steal more truth from other people if you listen to St. Gabriel Radio.
Exactly. No, it's wonderful. And, something she said that our Lord would rather die than allow anyone to be lost. He would rather suffer and die than rather someone go without knowing him. It's a beautiful thing. So, this is our participation in this effort. You can join in with that. 614-459-4820. Trisha, what's another testimony? I mean, I know we've talked to a lot of the same people.
Yeah, how I've been asking my friends for testimonies. I just, maybe I'll remind... we have a special guest, actually, before I remind anybody of testimonies. One of the co-hosts of The Doctor's Show just joined us for last-minute encouragement to donate.
A live in-person celebrity.
Yeah, this is not celebrity at all. This is just me looking over your shoulder to see what testimony you're going to speak of. But no, I think that we're here at the final stages of this whole spirit drive for today. And we really need that push, right? How much more do we got there, Father Nick?
We need two more sustaining members. So you can do that by calling 614-459-4820. We have another minute. Call in. Become a sustaining member. $20 or more a month.
Or just,
that's what? Two coffees?
You buy from $10?
Yeah, it matters where you
I mean, $5? I mean, that's a latte or something, like a frappe or whatever. I don't know. I've seen these things
it's
on the...
A grande.
Okay, I don't know these things. I mean, I just know I want a coffee.
That mystery voice that you just heard from was Dr. Turek. He's a co-host of The Doctor Show.
Yes. Well, was. Yes.
Was.
But this morning, we wrote again. Dr. Parker and I opened the whole thing back up again.
So he's here to close it. And so we're very thankful to that. And so, you know, call in. 614-459-4820. You know, we're here on a Catholic radio station, so we're going to close in prayer. So let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we give you thanks for the many gifts we have in our life. We give you thanks for this effort here at St. Gabriel Radio. Help us by your grace to be participants in your mission for evangelization so that none may be lost. We ask that you send a special grace and blessing on all who are listening, all who need to hear your message through St. Gabriel Radio. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Please join in tomorrow for the St. Gabriel Radio Spirit Drive.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener support.